life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. And we say hello. Susan Nelson with Mountford and Ruskowski Family Dentistry. And you are the business manager there, correct?
Correct, yes.
How are you this morning?
Good. Good morning.
What a beautiful practice. Your website is very easy to navigate, westmichigandentistry.com. It's Mountford and Ruskowski Family Dentistry. And we were talking off the air. You guys have been around for a long time.
Yes, we sure have. So 1907, downtown it started.
I think
it was Dr. Gwynn. I think if I'm pronouncing
okay.
that correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, 1907. I think it was where like the Fifth Third Bank is.
Wow.
Above there. Yeah.
And think about how much dentistry has changed since then.
Yeah.
How many dentists do you have on staff?
Yeah, so we have three. So Dr. Mountford and Dr. Ruskowski are partners and they own the practice.
Okay.
And they have an associate, Dr. Josh Andaluro.
Wonderful. And how many dental hygienists?
We have five.
You do?
We do.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice for families who come in with multiple kids. You can all get done at
once. Isn't that the truth? That's
yeah.
a pretty big practice because usually, you know, I remember scrambling at the beginning of the school year. Oh, that's right. We got to schedule, we got to schedule their cleaning and whatnot. That's awesome. So let's talk about some of the services that you offer. Your practice philosophy is to provide the best care to your patients and always treat them with respect and concern for their well-being. Dentistry has changed a lot. I think the days of people being really nervous going to the dentist, we now know that it's not like that anymore.
It's not. It's not. You'd be surprised how many people are out there who haven't realized that yet. Yeah. So we'll get the fearful patient, the person who's now faced with a toothache and has to come in and they're forced to. And they're so surprised now how much it's changed and how comfortable it can be. The profession has changed. The technology has changed. I think the people have changed. You know, we're fortunate. We have amazing doctors. We have compassion, kindness. Dr. Mountford here in Grand Haven was enjoying this lovely beach on a weekend and had to come in for emergency, just an out-of-town patient. Most
really?
Doctors don't see emergency patients on the weekend if they're not a part of your
you
practice.
You guys do?
Yeah. He came in there in his bathing suit and took care of an out-of-towner that had an emergency. And it's just a different, instead of someone to be afraid of, it's a friend.
That's awesome. So many different services. Let's talk about family dentistry. That's the basics, right? The fillings and the cleanings and all of that.
Yep.
The x-rays, all of that. Then you move on to cosmetic dentistry. What do you offer?
So we have veneers, crowns. Sometimes we can do, depending on what people have, you know, missing teeth, there's lots of different things that you can do for that. Bridges, implants. Some people just are coming at it from an aesthetic perspective, you know, where you get into the crowns and the veneers. It just kind of depends, I think, on what you need, but they'll sit down with you and kind of go through whatever your concerns are and come up with a couple different options for you. And yeah, it's just amazing what they can do.
Yeah, it is. And do they do root canals there?
Yeah, we do some root canals.
You do some, just depending.
Some of the specialty ones we will refer out to the local specialists here in town.
Wonderful, the oral surgeons.
Yep,
okay,
yep.
And that makes sense. In terms of like, the labs that you guys use, are they local labs?
Yeah, so two
that makes
of
a
ours
difference
are local.
For dentures and crowns and things like that.
Yeah, we have local Grand Rapids is where they are.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of crowns. And I know it's not pleasant sitting there with, you know, with that, with the dye all mixed up and you've got the thing in your mouth and you're just sitting there. So what are some of the things that have changed to make dentistry easier for patients?
Sure. Well, the technology, you know, the comfort level, you know, they used to say dentistry would have a lot of pain. Not to say that, you know, there aren't some parts who might be a little bit uncomfortable.
Sure.
But typically, you shouldn't have pain when you're having your work done. The what they can do as far as those aesthetics, like you mentioned, you've had crowns done. All of our dentists are great at it, but I always tease Dr. Ruskowski. He's a bit of a an artist.
Is he really?
Yeah. He can. It's amazing what he can do. The crowns, you don't know that they're any different. You don't know that you don't have your natural tooth still
right,
in there.
Right.
You know, the implants, all of those things are amazing. There is technology where you can do your crowns right on site. Instead of sending to a lab,
sure.
Which we're looking at in our new building, which will be right here with you upstairs.
I'm so excited for you guys to be upstairs. That's awesome.
Yeah, we are so excited. I mean,
Look at this view.
And this is perfection. You get dentists who care and are great at what they do. And then you're on the water in this beautiful city. I mean, what more could you ask for?
That's awesome. I look forward to meeting some of your docs up there.
That'll be nice.
I'll stop by and say hi.
Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting. Dentistry has come so far and we take much better care of our teeth.
Yes.
We do.
We do.
So we're not seeing, you know, God, I remember going to the dentist after school. I'd have like 5 or 6 cavities.
Sure.
Being there all day, it was just, you don't really see that anymore. I don't think I went to the dentist till after I was 5, but now kids, my granddaughter has a dental appointment with her grandpa today, but kids are going to the dentist earlier. Do you offer pediatric dentistry?
Yes, we do.
How is that different?
Yeah. So pediatric dentistry, we can start as early as when they're 1. The American Academy of Pediatrics will say, take them in when they're 1. Now, can we do a lot?
No.
A lot, but what we do offer is, you know, getting them comfortable if you bring them in, and also educating the parents. What has changed a lot in dentistry is just the knowledge that we have, the science, the knowledge,
sure.
You know, how cavities develop, what things to do and not to do.
Right.
So the knowledge that we can help a new parent with on things that you wouldn't really typically believe, you know,
right.
you learn so much. And I think just starting young like that, getting them comfortable. Typically around 3 is when we'll do the first cleaning, and have the regular 6-month visits start.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So you guys are moving to One South Harbor.
We sure are.
Which is our building.
Yes.
What are your hours Monday through Friday?
So Monday through Thursday, we're 8 to 5. And on Friday, we're 8 to noon in the summer and 8 to 1 in the fall and winter.
I have to say, I like the 8 o'clock appointment. That's huge for people.
If we could only clone ourselves at that.
Isn't that true?
At that hour. But yeah, we have great hours. And yeah, like I said, we're a long part of Grand Haven's history. And then now to be able to be on the water and actually come full circle back to downtown, like where we started, it's just exciting.
We're really excited
for our patients. We're excited for new patients to join us.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the practice. How many rooms?
So we will have 12 operatories.
That's a lot.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We have 10 now over at the train station.
That's awesome.
Where we're currently located.
How exciting. Well,
yeah.
It'll be fun to have you in the building here. I mean, I hope I don't have to call you and go, hey, can you get me in?
I hope it doesn't come to that. But you know what, Mary Ellen? If you need us, we'll be there.
I love it. Your phone number is 616-842-0822. You can follow Mount Vernon Ruskowski Family Dentistry on social media as well. We're getting ready for back to school, Halloween. Do you do a candy buy bag? You do any of that?
Well, you know, we've never done that.
Something to think about, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, and we're kind of open to, you know, with us moving downtown, we're excited about the new opportunities to kind of do some of those fun downtown things.
Yeah, and you'll see a lot of action up and down the board.
Oh, I know. So exciting.
It's, you know, it's just there's always something going on and somebody doing something and you're like, what is going on out there? Or you'll be sitting here, Susan, and you'll see a freighter go by and you won't even hear it.
Isn't that something?
It really is amazing.
Yeah, and some of the demo and the renovation that we're doing right now upstairs, it's fun to just stand there at that window. And I think how neat this will be for patients. You know, a lot of times you don't, you know, you're driving by and you have busy lives. You're here and you're there.
Yeah.
To just sit there, a lot of people have that 1 hour at the dentist, you know, and to be able to see the neat things that happen here.
That's exciting.
It's fun.
And you're accepting new patients as well. So you'll get to know a little bit more about what goes on downtown because you'll be closer. And with the Downtown Development Authority in Grand Haven Main Street, they always have all kinds of fun things going on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to it. You know, I think they'll have a Halloween thing, Bones. I forget what it's called. But they're always doing something and local businesses can get involved. And then you kind of feel like you kind of have your – I think being down here – I feel like we have our finger on the pulse of Grand Haven being down here. This is where everything happens is right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So,
yep. I believe it. I sit on one of the chambers groups right now and
that
kind of helps. Yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm looking forward to more of the downtown development authority and,
yeah,
and
all that.
How we can get involved. And,
yeah. I think you'll be a great addition. Susan Nelson, it's so nice to meet you. Are you the person that do you answer the phone when someone calls?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'll tell you, to have a nice voice on the other end when you're in the middle of a dental emergency.
Oh, right. For sure. People are nervous. We have a great team. We really help with
people
who are anxious.
That's awesome. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
it.
For having me.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, go. Everything.